This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
After a huge state funeral yesterday, a second smaller family-styled funeral will begin soon in Houston for former President George H.W. Bush, his former Secretary of State James Baker, and Bush's grandson George P. Bush, who's also Texas Land Commissioner, will be delivering the eulogies at this one. And the Oak Ridge Boys and country singer Reba McEntire are scheduled to perform. After 2 days of huge losses on Wall Street because of investor concerns about trade between the U.S. and China, the Dow is down over 500 points at last check. Analyst Josh Brown says,
it is startling to get this level of volatility in such a compressed period of time.
The Nasdaq's been down over 125 points since the opening bell, and this is USA Radio News.
This is a national health alert from the Healthcare Hotline. Are you on Medicare and or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment, at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 877-875-5909. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 877-875-5909, or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 877-875-5909, or go to mdtopical.com.
One Marine is dead and five are missing after two U.S. Marine Corps aircraft collide off Japan's southwest coast early today. A second Marine rescued is now in fair condition. The crash involving an F-A-18 Hornet fighter jet and a KC-130 fuel tanker. The cause of the crash remains under investigation.
3-2-1-0.
Another load of supplies on its way to the International Space Station.
And liftoff as Falcon 9 and Cargo Dragon take flight, bound for the International Space Station with fresh supplies and research.
However, the first stage of the SpaceX rocket was supposed to land at the launch site at Cape Canaveral, but it ended up spinning out of control and splashing into the ocean. ADP Moody's Analytics reporting today that about 179,000 new jobs were created last month. That's a few 10,000s below what economists were predicting. This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
National Security Advisor John Bolton expressing strong support for Israel's military operation against Hezbollah attack tunnels crossing the Lebanese border. Here's more from John Clemens.
In a tweet, Bolton called on the Iranian-backed Lebanese terror group to stop digging tunnels into Israel and not respond to the current military operation. Lieutenant Colonel Jonathan Conricus of the Israeli Defense Forces described the objective of the operation.
Our aim is to detect, expose, and eventually to destroy each and every cross-border attack tunnel that Hezbollah has dug from Lebanon into Israel.
I'm John Clemens.
Two people are dead after a semi-truck crashed into a school bus in Illinois. They say the semi was driving the wrong way on an interstate when it crashed into the bus that was carrying a girls' basketball team last night. A police spokesman says two people were killed, but they offered no further information. At least 11 people were on the bus, students taken to several hospitals. And snow and cold air will be causing some travel problems today in the Great Lakes as well as the Northeast as snow showers are expected around the region. More Arctic air dipping down into the United States, and lake effect snow could lead to as much as a foot of snow in some areas. Heavy snow could reduce visibility to near zero on some highways. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose.
And here's Mike's best offer ever. My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's 50% off plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.
Back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, that's what it's all about for us. How you doing, America? 6 minutes after the top of the hour. I am Bill Martinez. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. The one and only Carl Gallibus, my good friend, is joining us now. Always look forward to this time that we can have together, whether it's, across the table, breaking bread together or on the radio, whether it's his show or my show. Always an honor to have this best-selling author and senior pastor from Hickory Hammock Church on the show. Hey, Carl, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, Bill Martinez. I'm doing great, man. Thanks for having me. I'm honored to be with you again.
Hey, always. The honor is ours, I got to tell you. Hey, hearts are still heavy as we mourn the 41st president of the United States, his passing. Yesterday was, I'll tell you, so much emotion. Some had hoped that maybe the kindler, gentler spirit of the former president might be imbued in into the political discourse. We'll see. Maybe we have a slight armistice. We'll see if anything, anything changes in the rhetoric coming out of the Beltway.
Yeah, no, that would be nice. I've got to agree with our friend Rush Limbaugh on this. I had said it before, and then I heard him articulate it much better than I could. But basically, the synopsis, as you've probably already talked about or your listeners already know, but basically he said, look, he said, yes, he all these good things about George H.W. Bush, absolutely. He said, but, he said, isn't the hypocrisy amazing?
Oh, it's glaring.
Mainstream fake news media now lift him up as the epitome of what a president should be, yet the whole time he was in office, they trashed him continually.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, this is what it does. I mean, it serves their purpose right now, and they're using his passing as a hammer on Trump. They tried to throw that up. I tell you, I was, I was proud of Meghan McCain. Maybe she learned something, from her father's funeral, that it's about the passing of, a statesman, and you want to remember him that way, not bring in bitterness. And for her to call Joy Behar out, and Behar, of course, she comes unhinged, because she's so ideologically fixed that, she doesn't have, any kind of understanding or appreciation for reason and, human dignity. I like what Al Simpson said. It was hysterical and so true. When he, in the eulogy for H.W., he says, those that travel the high road of humility in Washington, D.C. are not bothered by heavy traffic.
great. That's so true.
I mean, he really called it out for what it is. And, you know, the thing is that, you know, what we've said, Carl, is that, as we know, you know, God gives us times and seasons, and in the times and seasons, there are people who fit that time and season. Whether you look back and you consider Churchill during World War II, he was the man for that season. And once that season was over, the British couldn't get rid of him fast enough. You know, Ronald Reagan the same way, Bill Clinton, even Barack Obama, you could say, you know, he served God's purpose. I know some of us still see it as a mystery, kind of like Velveeta cheese. I don't understand Velveeta cheese. Somebody's going to explain that to me. Maybe when I get to heaven, Jesus will explain what Velveeta cheese is all about. It's a mystery. One of those things. But you know, and Donald Trump, you know, dare I say, Donald Trump wouldn't have fit following a Ronald Reagan, but he fits now. And conversely, H.W. would not have fit following Barack Obama. Think about it.
Yes. No, I agree. Hey, that's an excellent analysis. I've never thought of it quite like that, which is why you and I do so well together when we speak. Yeah, iron sharpens iron, right? Isn't that what the Bible says?
I think
that's an excellent analysis. And listen, I just want to add to what you said about Barack Obama serving a purpose. And absolutely. I mean, look, there were a few things that he did that I thought, well, okay, I got to give him kudos on that.
Right.
But for the most part, I mean, Barack Obama's philosophy of life and the Word of God and politics and America and American history and our borders and our military and the police, we were diametrically opposed. However, you know, I mean, the Word of God's pretty clear that God himself has his hand in the powers and the thrones of the earth and the kingdoms of the earth. And so he can use. I mean, even Pharaoh, who put his people in captivity for 400 years,
right,
God used him for a purpose. And I think he certainly used Barack Obama to show those of us who do love the Lord and love God's word and love this nation and love the rule of law and love the Constitution and what it represents and the foundation of our nation, the Judeo-Christian godly heritage. I think God used us for eight years, used Barack Obama to show us for 8 years where this nation was really headed. And of course, the deep state was exposed during that time. The
right.
Fake news was really exposed during that time. And this agenda of usurping America's constitutional authority was exposed. So I agree with you. I think God used him in many different ways.
Well, and it woke the church up. The church came out in record numbers to go to the one who has the answers, God himself. And I'm grateful, you know, for, you know, pastors, senior pastors like yourself, Carl, that, you know, laid the truth out, you know, to their constituency. Franklin Graham, going to the steps of just about every capital across this country to lead thousands of people in prayer. Of course, the mainstream media wasn't about to cover that. But no doubt, I got to tell you, I am totally convinced that was because of the church on their knees before a holy God, you know, appealing to God, you know, for an answer that, you know, Donald Trump was elected. Otherwise, you imagine a Hillary administration right now, the deep state would have gone on all these encroachments on our liberties and everything that our founding fathers had fought for, all the treasure and blood would have been to naught.
Well, Hillary said that she, and I'm just paraphrasing her words, but she literally said these things in her campaign in a paraphrased way, that she would continue the policies of Barack Obama on steroids. So that means, you know, the whole open border agenda would have been crazy. The whole anti-police, anti-military, this whole globalist agenda, this socialist idealism, it was going to flood our nation under a Hillary Clinton presidency. And so, you know, you and I have said this before, but I want to just make sure our audience hears us, because I'm agreeing with everything you're saying. But I want our audience to know that neither you nor I have ever said that we thought that Donald Trump was the savior of America or some angel from heaven or the perfect president.
Exactly.
What
right.
we were doing is we were looking at a man when he was running, when it came down to Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump, we knew what Hillary Clinton stood for. I mean, she had served with her husband and then with Barack Obama a total of 16 years in that capacity. We knew exactly where she was going.
Exactly.
Her hatred for the right and for conservatism and for Christians and in everything that America stands for. And then on the other hand, juxtapose the only other candidate we had. And I'm not saying it's the lesser of two evils. I'm not disparaging either of them like that. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying we had a guy that says, look, let's take care of the borders. Let's take care of the military. Let's do something with this economy. Let's take care of middle America.
It was a common sense message. We got to go to break. We've got more from Carl Gallup. Stay with us. It's 15 after.
States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hey, DC, there's still such a thing called the Constitution. Remember? Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, it's the way you like us, fresh and independent. Bill Martinez back with you 19 minutes after the top of the hour. The senior pastor at Hickory Hammock Church, highly decorated and retired former police officer and best-selling author, Carl Gallups, continues with us. Carl, so much to talk about, but very quickly, tell everybody about your new book, Gods of Ground Zero.
Yeah, thank you. Gods of Ground Zero. I'll just say a quick overview. It connects the dots from the Garden of Eden to the Book of Revelation in astounding ways. Also connects the Garden of Eden directly to Jerusalem, the whole plan of God. It makes the Bible come alive and makes so much more sense. And I don't pull any of it out of my back pocket. There are dozens of scholars who agree and attest to the connections I've made, biblical language studies, etc. But it's written at a level that everybody on a pew can understand.
And, absolutely.
It's called
awesome.
Gods of Ground Zero. Thanks.
And, of course, available now. It'll be linked on our website. Carl's going to come back. We're going to spend more time talking about the book, but we have some other topics that we want to address. Carl, earlier we spoke with Jerome Corsi, you know, who's been in the crosshairs of the Mueller probe ongoing. And he has, it's unbelievable how he was interrogated by, you know, the Clintonistas. I mean, these are Hillary Clinton operatives and that interrogated him to try to get him to lie, to lie about a lie. I mean, basically is what it comes down to. And to his credit, in honoring God, he says, I'm not going to lie about a lie. I mean, that's ridiculous. So then he files a complaint against the Mueller team. And so we'll see how that yeah. plays out. But as we're in the middle of the conversation, he goes, Bill, they could be knocking my door any second. We could have this interview interrupted and they could be dragging me off. And I spend, you know, Christmas and the rest of my life in jail.
Yes. Yes.
Pretty crazy.
Yeah, listen, Dr. Jerome Corsi is a dear friend of mine. I've known him for many, many years. And, of course, most of your listeners know that I was deputized by Sheriff Joe Arpaio, assisted them, Mike Zullo, in the five-year criminal forensic investigation of the Barack Obama PDF birth certificate, which is not a birth certificate, which we have proven in a five-year investigation to be a complete fraud, fabricated from the ground up. We actually have one of the birth certificates used in fabricating it. Two international document expert entities around the world that are renowned have signed off on it with affidavits saying that it is a fake, it's a fraud, it's a forgery from the ground up, and so much more, so much more. Oh, my gosh. We've got whistleblowers from inside the CIA, one with FBI immunity. I mean, all of this needs to be heard, and I've got some breaking news for your audience. But the whole thing is I wanted to come back to Jerry Corsi, because Jerry Corsi kind of helped to start all of that, and with his book, Where's Obama's Birth Certificate?
Exactly.
Donald Trump, who's now the president, is the one that stuck his finger metaphorically in Barack Obama's chest back in 2011 and said, look, if you've got a birth certificate, put it up for the world to see.
Exactly.
And Obama finally put up a long-form birth certificate, which he and his attorneys have been telling the world for 2 years that no such thing existed. The next thing you know, it shows up because of Donald Trump. Now, fast forward. Donald Trump's now the president. And I'm telling you, Sheriff Arpaio knows this. Mike Zullo knows this. I've been screaming it. Jerome Corsi knows it. A lot of what Mueller is doing and what the deep state's doing and their desire to get Trump out of office goes to the foundation of the fake birth certificate. I'm telling you, the mainstream media is still talking about it. They're still grilling and drilling Jerome Corsi and everybody else about this. They're terrified because they're complicit, the greatest crime ever committed against this nation. And if there's ever a chance for it to blow wide open, it's with a Donald Trump in the White House, who started the whole thing and who's deeply connected to Joe Arpaio, et cetera. Mm-hmm. They know it. They hate him. They're scared of him. They're terrified. They want him out. That's why they're messing with Jerome Corsi. That's why they're going after Trump. I promise you, I could do a two-hour show proving this.
Right.
But we
exactly.
don't have time right now.
Well, you and I have spent hours, even with Mike Zullo here, we spent an hour, you know, breaking down the evidence, and this was a while ago. This is why we wanted to have you back now to get, get an update on this. We also, in terms of the genesis of Barack Obama's birth certificate, was Hillary Clinton was another Democrat during the campaign of 07, was it not, that first brought it up?
Yes.
And then it kind of went away. There was some backdoor deal between the Clintons and the Obamas saying, hey, we're going to let this go aside. But the other thing that came out recently is you've got Barack Obama's half-brother, Malik, who's out there saying, wait a minute, no, he's a Kenya boy. He is born in Kenya. And so, what is all that about?
Listen, the evidence is overwhelming. And again, we're sitting on mountains of it, ready to go. But here's a piece of breaking news for your audience, because I know a lot of them are frustrated, because a lot of them know all of this stuff, too. Yes, Hillary Clinton's campaign finally had to admit that they started it. Actually, Barack Obama's publisher started it, because for 16 years it was in his biography.
Yeah, right. It was his press release, everything. Exactly.
Born in Kenya, raised in Hawaii. So Barack Obama's the original birther. But the bottom line is, I mean, he proudly said, I was born in Kenya. And then when other people started bringing it up, when he went in the White House, they said, oh, you're a racist, you're a birther, you're a conspiracy theorist. Excuse me, sir, you're the one that put it in your biography. But anyway, let me break some news. Mike Zullo broke this just a few days ago on my show, so I can say it now with authority. I know the particulars, I know the names, but I'm going to have to speak cryptically as he did. Please forgive me for that, but please hear me. I'm not making this up. Mike Zullo's not making it up. I know the players. They are huge. There is a very, very important person with an internationally recognized name. If I said it, your whole audience would know, who had an audience with an extremely important person in Washington, D.C., again, internationally recognized. If I said his name, everybody would know. These two major players got together, the first one who knows every detail now about the Obama criminal forensic investigation, five-year investigation, and the horrendous evidence of five major federal crimes committed with that thing, sat down with this major Washington, D.C. player. Who has direct access to all the people that need to know, and they sat down together for 30 minutes more and exposed everything to this D.C. player, and the D.C. player said, this will be dealt with. We are waiting for the specific timing. And that's all I can say right now, but that does give hope to people who know what we know and who understand what we understand. But see, because we've been talking about that in the media, the deep state knows this too, which is why they're just ramping up everything against Corsi and against Donald Trump, because they want them to. I mean, they're still, brother, if you and I were president and there was ever a question, for 8 years, a question of our identity, we could disclose that in 1 hour with my attorney.
Less than.
Here we are, 8 years later, and the media is still talking about it, going crazy and disparaging instead of presenting the evidence or asking Arpaio and Zullo, hey, bring your evidence. We'll prove it wrong. See, they won't even do that.
Right,
because
exactly.
They know it's dead on, and instead of that, they disparage us continue.
And Carl, you got to know this was the reason why the Democrats fought so hard in this midterm election. They had to win the House because all this stuff was coming to bear, and they were so desperate that they rigged elections. There's voter fraud up the yin yang to be discovered, but this is buying them time. Harvesting ballots in California, and they probably harvested ballots in other states, if the truth be known. But it's surprising, I got to tell you, that Republicans are so quiet about this issue. Why are they taking the 2018 midterm elections on the chin and not responding?
Yeah. I know. It's absolutely astounding, because so many of the Republicans are still kind of deep statish. So many of them are establishment, and others are complicit in what they know to be the greatest crime against our nation, because they've remained silent, they've denied it, and they've ignored people like Joe Arpaio and Mike Zullo. So you got a lot of that going on too, brother.
No question. Well, I was talking to Peter Schweitzer when he revealed the Uranium One deal. It took over 3.5 years for it to gain any traction, and it's still kind of just sitting out there. Something as glaring and as intrusive as that. You talk about Russian collusion. I mean, you've got to step over a lot of crimes to get to Donald Trump for a no crime, right?
Yes, yes. How about the criminal act of taking that false information to a FISA court and getting warrants?
And it goes on and on.
And it came from the Russians.
Exactly. We got to leave it there. Thank you, Carl.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. That's 800-915-9164.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
After a huge state funeral yesterday, a second smaller family-styled funeral will begin soon in Houston for former President George H.W. Bush, his former Secretary of State James Baker, and Bush's grandson George P. Bush, who's also Texas Land Commissioner, will be delivering the eulogies at this one. And the Oak Ridge Boys and country singer Reba McEntire are scheduled to perform. After 2 days of huge losses on Wall Street because of investor concerns about trade between the U.S. and China, the Dow is down over 500 points at last check. Analyst Josh Brown says,
it is startling to get this level of volatility in such a compressed period of time.
The Nasdaq's been down over 125 points since the opening bell, and this is USA Radio News.
When pros go to the Home Depot, they want to get what they need quickly and get back to the job. That's why pros count on the Home Depot's free in-store pickup. Online orders, ready in as little as 2 hours, to grab the moment they arrive. That saves time. Pro Extra members save even more, with exclusive offers and benefits. Time-saving free in-store pickup, extra benefits, and exclusive offers for Pro Extra members. Only at the Home Depot. More saving. More doing.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
You're listening to Bill Martinez Live.
God, I'm running for your life. Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. We're going to have a lot of fun here as we go back and remember the 80s, okay? Jim Baviglia is with us. He is the author and music journalist who went behind the scenes to explore the making of more than 60 of the decade's greatest hits. His book, In Playing Back the 80s, A Decade of Unstoppable Hits. Jim, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Great, Bill. Thanks so much for having me.
Hey, what a golden opportunity for you to be able to go deep like this into the songs, meet with session players, producers, get the background stories that we've never heard before.
It really was, and I grew up with these songs, Bill. I'm kind of a child of the 80s, so I was a fan first and foremost. So to get the opportunity to talk to some of these people who made this music that I love so much, it was really a dream come true project for me.
Now, how did this come about for you?
You know, it was just a matter of that I wanted to tackle the 80s, and I wasn't sure how to go about it. And it was actually my wife, the better half as usual, who had the idea. She said, well, why don't you try to talk to some of these people? And so I started sending out invitations, never thinking I'd get much of a response. And immediately the response was overwhelming, and so I decided that the book was going to be based on these interviews with these people talking about these great songs.
So give me some of the first groups that you met with. Who were they?
Well, right off the bat, I mean, the first day I got a phone call from Dennis DeYoung of Styx. Talked to him immediately. Not too long after that, Jonathan Kane from Journey. Talked to Kim Carnes, of course, of Betty Davis Eyes fame. It just kept piling on over and over. And in addition to the artists, talked to some great producers, people who produced songs by Phil Collins and The Police and Metallica. Talked to session players. It was kind of a ball rolling down the hill, and it gained momentum the more I got into it.
So kind of one of those, if you build it, they'll come kind of thing, huh?
Yeah, it really was, Bill, and it blew me away. You know, I give all the credit to whatever success this book has. It really goes to the artists because they were so forthcoming with their time, and they told such insightful stories about how all this music was made. So this book really belongs to them as much as it does to me.
Well, let's get into that because that is always fascinating. You know, we hear the songs on the radio, and boy, there's a lot of backstories. In some cases, more dramatic than others. You know, to get a song, you know, when you consider all the money that you put into it, I think back in the days, I averaged it out, it was about $250,000 worth of production values in each of the songs that were produced. So there's a lot of money involved, a lot of talent. It's more than, you know, the people you hear on the record or even, you know, the producers themselves, the engineers. There's a lot of people that make a song happen, is there not?
Yeah, there absolutely is. And what struck me about so many of these songs, you know, talking to these artists, was how for all that effort and all that production and all the things you mentioned, a lot of times it was just kind of a stroke of writing a song in a 5-minute span that just struck these artists at the moment. And, you know, for all their good intentions with maybe other songs, for whatever reason, sometimes it was just this quick hit of inspiration that allowed these songs to kind of make their way in the world. I mean, there were some cases where it was, you know, this long process, but a lot of times it was just kind of this bolt from the blue situation that created these songs that became a lot of the number one hits.
Yeah, kind of amazing how often you hear that, and how when they get into session, it's just, you know, the lead guitar has got the lick, everything's coming into it, and oh yeah, by the way, I heard this sound, how about if we duplicate that, and next thing you know, that's another layer, and a very unique, you know, sound that is brought to that particular sound, you know, that song that we remember so hardly. Let's get into some of the individual stories, some of the stories that stand out most for you.
Yeah, you know, I mentioned Dennis DeYoung as being one of the first ones who talked to me, and he mentioned about Mr. Roboto, which is such an iconic song from the 80s, and how it wasn't even intended to be a song, really. It was intended to be kind of a piece of musical exposition that they were going to use in this stage show for this album that they were doing. And then the band members heard it and started saying, you know, this really sounds cool. Maybe we should put it on the album. And then it was on the album, and then they said, you know, it's probably a good idea for the first single. And, you know, it kind of transformed from just this little thing that nobody thought too much of into really one of the defining moments of their career.
Wow, that's awesome. What else? Let's go talk about
I'm thinking about Billy Vera and the Beaters with At This Moment, one of my favorite stories of the book, about how the song took about 10 years to get from the point where it was written to being a number one hit. You know, they recorded it in, I think, 1981 for an album that kind of went nowhere. Their record company went under. They didn't have, you know, they lost their record deals. And then 5 years after the fact, the song all of a sudden transforms because it gets used on Family Ties, which was such a popular show at the time, and they started using this piece of music. Billy Vera didn't even have a record deal, and he had a number one hit. So it just goes to show you that sometimes, you know, these songs, if they deserve it, they kind of find a way to getting their exposure.
What a great story about one of my favorite songs that's on my... It's on my iPhone. I play it all the time. It's in random, and boy, it is definitely a crowd stopper. You know, I've been there, and you know, when Billy Vera is playing the song, and man, instantly the people are in love with that song.
Yeah, and you know, there's so many great stories throughout the book. You know, I got to talk to, you know, instrumentals. I got to talk to Jan Hammer, who made the Miami Vice team. I mean, that was such an iconic, you know, kind of moment in the 80s. Producers, as I mentioned, I got to talk to session musicians. I got to talk to a gentleman who was the drummer for the sessions for John Lennon's Double Fantasy album. and I'm a Beatles nut, so getting that opportunity was great. And then I also talked to Julian Lennon for about his song Balot. So really making a lot of these connections, it was really special for me. Like I said, Bill, I was such a fan of this music, and it just kind of blew me away to get the opportunity to talk to these people and to write about these songs that I love so much.
Well, and for you to be able to talk with session players, I mean, we're talking, you know, when you consider it, the top 1% of musicians in their field, and there's a reason for it. You know, one of my dear friends was a session percussionist and drummer. He drummed for Phil Collins and, you know, Bette Midler, Michael Jackson, a session player as well. And as he explained to me, he says, Bill, you know, we have got to be so exact when you're in a studio. You know, there's no such thing as take 55 because the drummer didn't get he didn't hit the groove. You know, you got to hit it, you know, in the first time, almost every time. And a lot of pressure on these session players, but they're so extraordinary and so gifted. And some session players are great session players, but they're not concert players because it's a whole different environment,
right.
A different dynamic altogether. And to have somebody, you know, like I said, a dear friend of mine who was both a session and a concert performer was very unusual, very unique, which spoke of his capacity and capability. And for you to be able to include them in your book like this, this is really special. What special stories stand out for you from the session players?
Well, you know, I mentioned that, you know, the gentleman's name was Andy Newmark, who was the drummer for the John Lennon album, Double Fantasy. And I asked him, I said, Andy, you know, I mean, you go in there with John Lennon. I mean, was he kind of a taskmaster? Was he tough? Did he want you to play? He said, you know what? He gave me one piece of direction and one piece only. And he said, play like Ringo. Ringo's my favorite drummer. And Andy Newmark said, I knew exactly what he wanted. And that was kind of where I went with it from that point onward. So that was a story that really stood out for me as a Beatles nut to hear that really made my day.
What about Huey Lewis?
Huey was such a great guy to talk to on the phone. And he just talked about I Want a New Drug. I actually gave Huey the choice. I said, Huey, you know, you have so many of these hits. I want to talk about one for the book. And he chose I Want a New Drug because it was interesting. He said it was kind of the band song. He said the way it came together and the way each member of the band really got to stand out in the recording. He said, you know, some of the songs that they had were hits, could have been hits for anybody, but this was a song that could have only been a hit for Huey Lewis and the News.
This is a must-have book for those of us that grew up in the 80s loving the music as we did. Playing back the 80s, a decade of unstoppable hits with Jim Baviglia. Jim, thank you so much. Great research, great work, and thank you for sharing. This is you know, going to be a real pleasure to read.
Bill, thank you so much for having me on. Thanks so much.
You take care. All righty. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye. Okay.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems. Listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to
use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-301-1318. 800-301-1318. 800-301-1318. That's 800-301-1318.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Letting you know about it before the defecation hits the oscillation. Bill Martinez, live.
You are the only king forever. Almighty God, we live higher. You are the only king forever.
Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, it's the way you like us, fresh and independent, coming at you every day, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. We're back with you 14 minutes before the top of the hour, and it's great to have Luke Zamperini back with us to talk about the DVD release of Unbroken, Path to Redemption. Luke, of course, was one of the producers of the movie. Unbroken, the inspirational true story, continues the path to redemption, which was the follow-up to the 2014 three-time Oscar-nominated epic that tells the inspiring true story of Olympian Louis Zamperini's post-World War II journey. Luke, good to have you back with us. How are you?
I'm good, Bill. Nice to hear your voice again.
Well, very kind of you. I'll tell you, I've been really excited to have this opportunity to talk to you. In fact, I just spoke with Will Graham here a couple of weeks back. We were talking about his new book, and he had talked about how you guys palled around a little bit and how much he enjoyed the relationship that you two had kindled, you know, during the shooting and the subsequent friendship that you've been able to to get as a result.
Yes, it's been a real pleasure getting to know Will. You know, we've done a lot of work together on the film and promoting it as well.
Right.
We've done a lot of interviews together, and it's wonderful because, you know, Billy Graham, his grandfather, was such a big part of my dad's life. And mm-hmm. It's just a pleasure for that relationship to continue between the Zamperinis and the Grahams. And so Will is just a wonderful guy. I love him dearly.
Well, here it is. You two have so much in common in as much as that you're impacted, certainly he by his grandfather, an iconic figure, you by your father, who the more and more we realize you know, what your father sacrificed for the sake of freedom for this country. Certainly, you know, the other chapter, which I'm sure he would probably say was more important than anything that he did in the war, and that was his relationship with Jesus Christ.
Yes, quite. You know, if you if one has read the book Unbroken, they would know that when they saw the first film Unbroken, that it didn't tell the entire story. It told a good portion of it, and indeed, it was very it was very important to tell that portion of the story. But Unbroken: Path to Redemption picks up where that first film left off, and indeed covers the climax of my father's life. You know, all that he went through on the life raft and in the prison camp and all his experiences in athletics before that, it all culminated when he came home from World War II, and what he brought with him was, today we call it post-traumatic stress disorder.
Right, exactly.
And back then they didn't know what to call it, but, you know, he from the moment he met the bird, who was the most heinous of his guards, and the bird began to him on a daily basis. My dad's his revenge was internalized and manifested itself in these horrific nightmares, where the bird would be beating him with a kendo stick, or beating him with his fist, or kicking him, or hitting him with a belt buckle. And these nightmares would always end up with my dad trying to throttle the life out of this guy with his hands around his throat. And so this came home with him. It didn't go away. He was harboring such hatred for this man that he felt that he could only defeat the bird by going back to Japan, finding him, and killing him, which was just tearing him apart. You know, if you hate somebody, You're not really hurting that person, but you're destroying yourself.
Exactly.
It's like drinking poison and hoping the other guy dies.
Exactly.
So, you know, he comes back from the war. He meets my mom. They have a wonderful romance. They get married and they start building a family together. But it wasn't enough to turn him around. He was still just spiraling out of control. He was self-medicating with alcohol. He was getting in fist fights at the drop of a hat. He was, you know, losing, he lost all of his money in one bad business deal after another. He was just, got to the point where my mom said, I've had enough. And even though my sister was born and she was just a few months old, my mom thought, well, you know what, I can't take this anymore, Louis. I'm going to pursue a divorce.
Right.
And, of course, that you know, he loved her dearly, and something miraculous happened, though. Because
it started with your mom, right? Your mom was the one, she was looking, and she went to a revival, a tent meeting of Dr. Graham's before your dad, right?
That's correct. It was a neighbor in their apartment building that got her to go and hear this, you know, this new preacher. I mean, this was 1949. No one had heard of Billy Graham until this crusade in Los Angeles.
Exactly.
It was supposed to be a 2-week crusade. It was so popular that they extended it, and it ran for 8 weeks. And good thing it did, because it was in that latter part that my mom went to the meeting with her neighbor, and she came home that night and said, Louis, because of the newfound joy in my heart, I am not going to divorce you, and we're going to work this thing out. But you have got to go back with me and hear this guy preach. Of course, my dad wanted nothing to do with the revival meeting.
Right.
And he was not a religious person. But she convinced him to go. He figured if this is what it took to get her to stick it out with him, he would give it a shot.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, he said, look, there's one condition, though. When this guy gets put me out of center, I don't need to hear that. And if I get offended, we are going to leave.
Right.
And she said, okay, that's fine, as long as you come with me. And so sure enough, he hated what he was hearing, and he stormed out of the tent meeting, and they told him, don't ever take me to a place like that again. I hated it. But she just reminded him that because of her new relationship with Jesus Christ, that she was not going to divorce him, and she talked him into going back a second time.
He could see something different in your mom, that he had to know there was something dramatic that had changed her mind and gave her a sense of peace, did he not?
Oh, definitely. They were no longer arguing. She got much more cunning after she came to faith, and she knew what he needed.
Yeah.
And she was going to get him back there no matter what it took. And so she convinced him to go back a second time. But he said the same condition applies. And, when I'm offended, I'm leaving. And indeed, he didn't like what he was hearing again. And he was making his way out of the tent when he heard Reverend Graham say something to the effect that, when you get to the end of your rope and you've got no place else to turn, that's when people turn to God to save them from whatever situation they're in. And it reminded him of a prayer that he had on the life raft. And if you saw the first film, you see
yes.
that he makes that prayer in the middle of the Pacific Ocean.
Mm.
And he'd forgotten all about that prayer. And the prayer was, Lord, if you get me home from this alive, I will seek you and serve you my entire life. And he suddenly realized that God had taken care of his part of the bargain, but Louis Zamperini had not. So he said, I don't even know how it happened. I just found myself down there by the stage, and there was a counselor that talked to me and led me through the sinner's prayer. And he said, he'd been suffering with these horrific nightmares for years that he brought home from the war with him. And he said when he got up off his knees, he knew he was done getting drunk. He knew he was done fighting. And he knew he'd forgiven his prison guards, including the bird, who was the nemesis in his life. And he went home that night. It was the first night in years that he didn't have that nightmare. He never had it again the rest of his life.
Wow. And I know that in the story, he did try to connect with the bird, was unable to do that, but he did meet up with others who, caused him to suffer during his encampment, and he forgave them as he did the bird. He couldn't do it face to face, which is what he wanted to do. But nonetheless, he let that go, and he was no longer that vessel of hatred and unforgiveness, and he was redeemed. And the message he took forth the rest of his life was somebody who was, very stubborn, thought he could do it his own way, and brought this gospel message out there. Now, as you were traveling with him, because you were his right hand during this last chapter of his life of taking the gospel message out, what touched you most, Luke, about your father?
Oh, well, okay. Well, first of all, he was a man who could never stop talking about his Lord and Savior. I mean, it was every day, all day long. He thoroughly loved Jesus Christ,
mm-hmm.
and he wanted to share that love with as many people as he could. So he is willing, at his great age, he was 97 when he gave his last speech that I took him to.
Mm-hmm.
And so he could barely get around, but he would endure traveling across the country just to have an opportunity to share his story with people in the hopes that they might come to faith through his example. And he just spent a life. I mean, from the moment he became a Christian, he spent the rest of his life in service to other people and trying to help people come to a saving faith in Jesus Christ. And that was his life's mission. And, the day that he passed away, I said, Dad, you're going home to be with the Lord today, but your work here on earth is not done.
Yes.
Your story is going to continue to affect people for generations to come.
Exactly. Well, Luke, we got to leave it right there. The movie, Unbroken Path to Redemption, on Blu-ray and DVD, just in time for Christmas.
Millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free
of sickness, pain, and fear. Live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself. Then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Would you like to get